Are you protected? Who are you wearing? Have you prepared for battle? What truth are you standing on? If you've followed along with me at lifeword.org all this month, then you should know the answers to those questions. We've been putting on the full armor of God, piece by piece, and becoming more aware of the spiritual battle we are up against every single day. The Apostle Paul writes about it in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and that has been our focus. To recap, let's look at it one more time together, and we'll focus on the final step Paul gives us to ready ourselves. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. With our armor on, what is the final step? Prayer. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert and pray for each other. Put on your armor and pray. Do you remember where Paul was when he wrote these words? He was under house arrest, more than likely chained to a Roman soldier, covered in all of the physical armor. But Paul knew he didn't need a helmet or sword of steel. He only needed to put on the armor he has through Christ, and he needed prayer. Also see that Paul did not ask them to pray for his release. He asked them to pray that he might fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. His concern was not on earthly things. His focus was on the eternal saving grace of Jesus. And as a result, he saw clearly the spiritual war that raged around him. And he was always alert and ready for the fight. Still, he knew he needed prayer. The Holy Spirit is with us, always leading us in how we should pray and reminding us of those we need to pray for. Don't be so quick to run down your laundry list of needs. Sit with the Lord and ask him to lead you in what to pray. You'll discover your strength being renewed even when you are weak. Your path will be made clear even though you can't see past today. It's faith in something we can't see, but we trust and believe that Jesus is all we need, and in him, we are fully loved and protected for whatever may come our way. That's the truth. We can't fight the battle alone. We need Christ, and we need each other so we can pray for one another and fulfill the great commission God has called us to. Church, ready yourself with the full armor of God, and know you are never alone in the fight. I'm Lori Klein.